Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Dale is our go-to guy when it comes to anything to do with animals. He is the host of Steve Dale's Pet World, and there's a lot of talk in Chicago about licensing dog trainers, and it all comes about because somebody's dogs, she felt, were injured while in the care of a dog trainer. So what do you think about that, Steve?
Yeah, Channel 9 did the story, and as typical, the reporter did a great job with the story. And, you know, first off, I've been saying for a very long time, and I'm going to say it again right now, I am always, always concerned about board and trade, that train. That is the notion of you giving up your dog and the trainer saying, I'll take care of it. Your dog will be with me for a week or two. Everything will be fine. And the dog comes back perfectly trained. But you don't know the methods that trainer is using. And in this instance, the dogs came back kind of bloodied. One of them was bloodied and the other one was clearly malnourished. The owner took video as she was, I mean, that's the thing now. It's not reportedly. I suppose I need to say reportedly, but I saw it. I mean, we all saw it with our own eyes. So out of this came an effort, or what might be an effort, to have dog trainers certified. This is something that I've worked on before. It's something that's been talked about before. And to have that happen, that's going to be, or licensed, maybe certification isn't the right word. Licensed might be a better word. It's going to take some doing. I like the notion of it, but whether it's a practical thing, I don't know. In the meantime, what I do know is that we can do a better job of informing people. Positive reinforcement trainers, please, only watch the trainers for yourself before you even go to a trainer. I'm all for dog trainers. That's good for the dog. It's good for the human-animal bond. Therefore, be there with your dog.
Okay, here's the deal, Steve. I've seen people that have sent their dog off to boot camp or whatever you want to call it so that they come back trained. But when the people aren't trained, it only takes a matter of months before the dog's like, ah, this person's a pushover. I don't need to sit when they tell me to.
Well, yeah, that's why I say, I mean, you want to be there to train your dog. I am always concerned about these facilities that board and train, or these boot camps, as you call it. I for a long time have said, and I continue to say, it's never a good idea. It's kind of the lazy way of, let someone else train your dog. And you're right. I mean, the dog comes back to you. They tell you, they're going to tell you what to do. So the dog and you, but you can't replicate that learning that a dog has with that person and the bond that is instituted with that person. It's not with you. And the bigger concern for me is, what methods are they using? I can assure you, in my hands, I can get a dog to do anything using intimidation. But that's not really the right way to learn. It's not the humane way.
I'll tell you, Steve, this perked my ears up because years ago when I took Hank and Finn to a trainer, you know, it was, I'm not going to say where it was, but a little bit out in the country, and I took them out there and they had a big facility. And when I parked the car and got out with my dogs, there was a minivan parked there. And in the back of the minivan were two crates and two dogs in those crates, fairly large dogs. And I went into the facility and I said, hey, it's warm. Aren't you going to take care of those dogs? Why are those dogs here? And she said, oh, they're being trained. They're here for the week. And I go, well, why are they in the back of your car? It's part of the training, is what she said. And when I left, the dogs were still there. Now, the whole gate of the minivan is up, so they're getting plenty of fresh air, but it just seemed odd to me. And I went for two more sessions, and I thought, you know, I don't feel comfortable about this at all. And I didn't check to see if this person was licensed. I just went on word of mouth from somebody else, you know?
Well, there is no licensing for trainers. I mean, there are certifications that trainers can get, and at least look for those. The Association of Pet Dog Trainers, that's a good one. The Victoria Stillwell Trainers, she certifies and she is amazing in a good way. Karen Pryor trainers, we've got a couple of those in Chicago. They primarily rely on clicker training. That's a great positive way to train dogs. I mean, there are groups out there that do certify and look to ensure that the trainer has one. I do give that advice. I always say, though, go to the class, and like you, if you feel that feeling in the pit of your stomach, but it's not right, listen to your stomach. It's not right.
I'll tell you
and
something.
By the way, the equipment that they use matters too.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be using, particularly for puppies, ever. They look like collars that the cartoon dogs wore, the prong collars they're called, the chain link collars that are sometimes called choke collars. Certainly not e-collars, the electronic collars
that zap dogs.
And in my world, for any dog, anytime, by and large, we don't need those. They're banned in many countries, and I'd argue for good reason.
Okay, so I just wanted to bring this up. I can't stomach to read the whole article, but somebody tweeted it to me. The article is from the New York Times. 4,000 beagles are being rescued from a Virginia facility. Now they need new homes. The confusion for me is it says it's a breeding and research facility. They're all beagles. And they're now in the hands of the feds, who say they've got 60 days to clear out this facility and find these dogs' homes and the condition that these dogs were living in. And some of the stories within this article are horrifying.
Yeah, that's why the judge, I mean, the world is changing. I mean, 20 years ago, a judge may have said, well, it's just property. It really doesn't matter. Today, this judge said, apparently, it's property, but they're sentient beings, and the way they are treated does matter. They can't live there anymore. Find homes for them, and by the way, close out the place so no future beagles can ever be at this facility. So the good news is that we're doing something about it. Of course, the bad news is that, okay, what do you do with 4,000 beagles? And they had to be there in the first place, and these animals were living in horrific conditions. I mean, I'm never going to excuse any of that. But the good news is at least we're doing something about it, I think. Humane Society of the United States is working with shelters all over the country. The problem is, as you know, right now the timing isn't the best because we have shelters all over that are filled to the brim anyway, and for a variety of reasons, and the timing isn't so great, but they will eventually find these dogs' homes, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate your input, and if you want to know about those beagles, just Google it. Google 4,000 beagles, and you will find the story. And join Steve Dale. You're on Sunday, right?
As far as I know, yes. 5:30 Sunday morning, bright and early, and then again Sunday afternoon. Remember Jim Croce?
Yes.
We're going to be talking to his son, who has uncorked Time in a Bottle. We'll explain on Sunday.
Oh, that's great. Steve has your news coming up next. The other Steve, Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.